Ray Foley on Today FM.
Andy's been on. Say hi to Andy, JP.
Hiya, Andy.
He says, Ray and JP, fair play for doing Movember. Fair play for doing Movember, he says. A pal of mine had testicular cancer a few years ago. Thank God he's all clear. But six of us did Movember for him. He says, it was fine until week three. Then we got a lot of funny looks. Love the show. A from Andy. Andy, I don't know where you got the notion that we were doing Movember. The mustache is calling, will you answer? Movember, proudly supporting men across Ireland, sparking vital conversations, raising much-needed funds, and breaking the silence on men's health issues that too often go unspoken. Join us to tackle mental health, suicide, prostate cancer, and testicular cancer, raise funds, and save lives. It's www.movember.com. You can sign up now. www.movember.com. I know we've been talking about Movember.
Yeah.
But we have no, Andy, we have at no stage committed to doing Movember. We're 2 days away now from Movember. And honestly, we would look like a pair. Towards the end of Movember, we'd look like a pair of trick or treaters. Yeah, I've never done it, and I said before, it's the kind of thing I usually just throw money at the problem. I usually have a friend that does it most years, and it's like, yeah, how much do you want? And I just throw money at it because it's a thing I couldn't. It's not that I'm not charitable. I'm a very charitable person. I'm all for all those great causes. But honestly, I don't think I could grow the mo. I think I could go all of November and just have a little bit of bum fluff on my upper lip.
You could surely grow a mustache, could you not? No.
Well, you see, this could be, there's a couple of weeks in this.
Oh, right, okay.
So I don't think.
Okay.
I think we could. I think by. Here's the thing with Movember, though. I could shave it because I keep a little bit of. Because I know. That's the other thing. When was the last time you actually fully clean shaved, like all the way down to the skin?
I feel like I might have been fully clean shaven, I think, at your wedding.
And that was like nearly 20 years ago.
So it's been a while. I don't own a metal razor for shaving one's face.
This
I don't have
thing. I don't. I've got one of them electric jobs.
Yeah,
I
like
just
a
top it
trimmer.
Up from time to time.
Yeah, totally.
But I think maybe if I went fully bald around the little bit I've got.
Okay. You could add a little bit of a colour to the mustache.
Anyone's done Movember, you've signed up for it. What are the rules? Do you need to go completely bald? Like, is it tomorrow you go bald? Or is the 1st of November? And you need to go completely to the skin and then start growing.
I think you got to start from zero, don't
wow.
you?
Wow. I would be terrified at not being. I'd be putting Miracle Grow on there.
If I get rid of the beard, what am I going to use to hide my chins?
That's a great point. That's a great point.
Yeah.
I do think, do you know what? It's an intriguing possibility because it is the one time in the year that you could get away with. Like, when someone looks at me and goes, the state of your man, they could, you know, for 1 month a year, I will have license. Where in their head, they'll be going, ah, well, he must be doing it for Movember.
Yeah, Ray Foley on Today FM.
Your experiences of doing it, if you've done it. 0874 100 102. And that website again, Movember.com. If we're doing it, I suppose we need to know today or tomorrow if we're getting on board this bandwagon. Yeah. Also, does your missus get, like, should I ask my wife, should she get a vote in this as well? Because she's going to have to smooch the mo. Nobody needed that image. 0874-100-102 for your voice notes this afternoon. We're debating whether or not to do Movember. Movember.com. Sure, we're all for supporting, we're all for throwing cash at those friends of ours growing the mo. But the question is, one, can we actually grow a mustache in a month? And two, how daft are we going to look in the process?
I've always chickened out of having a mustache on its own. I have had the beard and I've had the goatee, which is a combination, but that's kind of a coward's route.
It's a chance to find out.
Yeah.
It's a chance to find out without fully saying, oh yeah, this is what I look like. It's like, oh, it's all for charity. Here's another question. Are mustaches in or out? I mean, like, fashion wise, not that I've ever been fashionable in my life, but is it cool to have a mustache?
I think they're back in, aren't they?
Are they in? 0874-100-102. Emma says, Rain JP, my husband has done Movember for the last few years. My birthday, though, is the is the end of November. So any photos from my birthday for the last few years, he's there with a dirty big mustache. All for a good cause, though, I suppose. Love the show. A from Emma. Emma, what are the smooches like? Genuinely, I gotta know. Maybe I should just kiss a man with a mustache. I'd rather just ask him. And Pat says, Ray, there's no jeopardy in growing a mustache these days. It used to be uncool, but the way fashion is gone, oh, yeah, you'll actually be cooler with a mustache, says Pat.
Ray Foley on Today FM.
That's all I needed to do all these years. What is it, grow a mustache? That has been what's holding me back. 0874-100-102. November's happening in 2 days. The day after tomorrow is the first day of November. November 1st to you and me. And that's when a bunch of lads and a few lassies are doing Movember. The debate rages on. Should we do it or not? The mustache is calling. Will you answer? Will we answer? Movember, proudly supporting men across Ireland, spiking vital conversations, raising much-needed funds and breaking the silence on men's health issues that too often go unspoken. Join us to tackle... join us in the sense that we're encouraging you to get involved, Movember.com, to tackle mental health, suicide, prostate cancer and testicular cancer, raise funds and save lives. Movember.com is the site. 0874-100-102. Loads of people saying, yeah, go for it. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I've got it in me. Literally. Whatever it is that's required to grow hair there, I don't know if I have it in me. Maybe I'm deficient in something.
Right.
Whatever is required. Jan says, imagine what money us girls would save in therapy if we could do Movember. I've been looking at this and I don't fully understand it. And she's hang on, let me... Imagine what money us girls would save in therapy if we could do Movember. Like, but it's not about women's mental health issues.
I don't get it.
It's ringing. Let me ring her. Line one over there.
Hello?
Jan.
Hello.
Hi, Jan. It's Ray Foley here on Today FM. How are you?
Not too bad.
I don't get it. Imagine what money us girls would save in therapy. Oh, in therapy. Not therapy. Not counselling. In therapy, they're like the salon or the grooming place.
Yes, and after I sent it, I was like, oh God, will they actually think that I mean actual therapy?
No, therapy. And hang on a second. When you're talking about the mo, do you mean like the Ronnie then? Is that what you mean?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. So, well, actually, you revealed it. Well, do you want to reveal to the nation? How do you feel about such a personal question?
Oh,
do
my
you,
God.
Do you wax or bleach?
Do you know, I actually... oh my God, it's so embarrassing. I was just saying it for a friend, like...
Friend. Totally friend, sure. For a friend. Yeah.
Believe you. Yep.
You neither wax nor bleach. You have one of the razors that JP and I use.
Well, you know what? So I've tried them all.
The Phillips.
Do you know, I think every girl I've ever gone out with has... waxed.
Oh, whoa.
I do, okay. And then you have the redness for like a day or two.
Right. Okay.
Then you have to come up with all these excuses where you're allergic to the new makeup.
Oh, yeah, I had a reaction. Can you thread? I'm learning here. Can you you know the way you can thread the eyebrows? Can you thread the Ronnie? Would that be... That'd be too sore,
would it? You can. It's very sore. So my friend said it away.
Your friend said...
Hypothetically sore.
Okay. Listen, Jan, tell your friend we said thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, no problem. Like, I'm always around if need questions answered or anything.
We'll bear in mind, we'll send you a therapy voucher for Christmas, will we? Go on, have a good day.
I need therapy after this now.
Cheers, darling. Bye. I made the salam. I think it seems like we're going for it. We're jumping in with both feet.
All right.
So when do we do the shave then? The big go bald. Go fully. We're going skin bald.
It's got to be before Friday anyway.
Hola, on Friday or tomorrow, what's the done thing? Do you do it tomorrow? I don't know, we'll work it out, right? Ladies and gentlemen, joining us in studio this afternoon, listen to my voice, I sound horrific, and I think the best thing to do is talk to not one doctor, but two doctors. So, Kira Kelly joins us in studio, and Richard Hogan as well.
Thank you,
guys. Lovely to see you.
Yeah,
this
I should have brought a stethoscope. That's what I should have done.
You should have. Something to stick.
Should have texted me.
Something, do you stick a stethoscope? No, you don't. Up me.
Not up you, more on you.
Oh, stick it on my chest.
Yes.
And it's strange to see Kira Kelly in here in this building.
I feel like I'm cheating in some way. I feel like I've been unfaithful.
Well, not at all. Not at all. We've been flirting with you for ages.
I know.
We just wanted to get you. There's loads more listeners here as well, so you're as well. But I'm not starting anything. And of course, Richard, you're... is it a psychiatrist, a psychotherapist?
A psychotherapist.
Psychotherapist. Yeah. And that's your speciality. I'm sure I would have heard you a million times, not just on Kira's show, on News Talk, on Breakfast, but on the last time we met, actually, on Brendan O'Connor's show on RT1. And it's usually discussing... We've been talking about among many other things, mental health issues, particularly as it pertains to men, and Movember, the big focus on Movember, starting in a couple of days as well. Yeah. If there was a chance that I could grow a moustache, that'd be a fine thing.
I think both you and JP are looking charmingly hirsute.
What's that mean?
You're hairy.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good look.
I think, JP was saying if we are going to do this, we should try and go a bit long first and then...
And then cut it back,
yeah. But I don't know, when's the appropriate time to do it? Is it tomorrow?
I don't know. I thought you didn't start it till...
How often do you shave your moustache?
I haven't shaved for a couple of days now, so there's a bit of stubble.
It's coming through again. How are you? You look fabulous.
Oh, so well.
I haven't seen you since the Radio Awards.
Oh, my goodness. We had a little chat at that.
We had a great night that night.
We did a little bit of a chat.
JP doesn't know this, but I have a notion for Kira to come in on the regular... Richard, you can get into this as well, actually.
Wherever Kira goes, I go.
Exactly, you're attached.
I'm her little pet.
It's part of the deal.
I have a leash and everything. It's really a bit weird, but it's okay.
It's adorable, though. It really is. my idea is this going to kill me, or am I just getting old?
Yeah.
Where we get people to text in, is this thing that I've got? Like, for instance, when I move my head, this ear, my right ear clicks.
Oh, I wouldn't worry.
It's going to kill you, Kira.
It's not going to kill him. He probably has a little...
Look at Richard over there wishing.
Long enough,
whatever it is I list
enough.
Off, it's going to kill it's
well,
gonna
everything
kill
kills us in the end, mainly, exactly. mainly life. I'd say that's your eustachian tube.
My eustachian tube?
Yeah, you're very nasally.
You're such a flirt.
I know. It's ridiculous. It's nonsense, wall to wall.
So what can I do to clear up my tube?
We'll be right back.
How can you stick up there?
I think you would put a steroid spray up your nose, and genuinely. And you do, you know the thing, the Valsalva movement where you hold your nose closed. You know the thing you do in an airplane?
Yeah, pop it,
but use a steroid spray up your nose.
But why is it happening? By the way, this is turning into a session.
Completely different thing.
But why does this happen when I'm moving specifically?
It's a tube and there's air in it, so it's mechanical. Yeah. It's a mechanical thing, so it's movement in your neck.
See, we could do this.
I know.
Every week.
I've got a really sore heel and arch in my foot.
Oh, yeah.
Is that going to kill me?
No, it's not going to kill you, but you probably either have a heel spur or you have plantar fasciitis. Try this. Okay. I go back into this so easily. Put your foot on a tennis ball, rub it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth every night for about 4 or 5 days and text me.
And it'll be gone, will it?
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
I used to have erectile dysfunction.
That's a bit of a leap from both of those symptoms.
Yeah, well,
long-standing
that's,
issue.
Well, that's not going to kill us.
That's just old age.
It's already killed JP's love life.
That's just old age.
Kill humanity eventually.
It comes for us all, man. It comes for us all. Anyway, we'll have to come back to that at some stage.
Okay.
Our drunken ideas at the Radio Awards.
They were great ideas.
But you know what? I want to talk about your new podcast.
Rude name.
Well, I can't say the full name properly, but you can infer what it's called.
It's called They F You Up.
They F You Up.
Yeah.
It's a Philip Larkin line, now, in fairness.
It's from a poem.
From the poet.
We're very actually intellectual.
He wrote a poem called This Be the Verse. And the opening line is, they F you up, your mum and dad. They didn't mean to, but they do. They fill you with the faults they had and add a little extra just for you.
Wow, my boys are 10 and 12, and every single day it's a reminder to me, just seeing them.
You have the power to do that.
No, that I have done. That I already
it's
have.
It's too late already.
Yeah. No, Jane, you don't feel that.
But it'll happen to you and it'll happen to them and on we go. But
because we're messy, Kira.
Yeah, well, that's what we always
humans.
Say.
We're messy. Humans are very messy.
And we can't help but F
and
them
we
up.
We can't help.
But we can...
We're not raising perfect children.
No, and perfection is the enemy of the good. Like, I believe that we're messy, but I love that we're messy. I think in that is the beauty of life. And that's what the podcast is about. It's about talking about maybe things that people don't talk about personally to each other so that you can listen to a pod on it. So we're going to... Yeah. I think the first one we're talking about is affairs.
Affairs, yeah.
Then we're talking about being a people pleaser.
Yeah. Things that really impact on people's lives. We want to have those kind of conversations.
But about what happens to
us. And then anxiety, the modern kind of like epidemic of anxiety amongst all of us, but particularly adolescents and that. And we looked at... we've also looked at... what was it?
Well, we looked at thriving.
Thriving.
We looked at dating after a long-term breakup. All this. So we're kind of talking about the messiness of life and what you can do
about it. Jealousy and envy. I mean, the impact of jealousy and envy in our lives. So look, we're looking at things that really you know, impact on people every day.
But these
don't
are
get
adults.
Too much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What I was thinking, particularly given your association, and Richard, I would associate with sort of child therapy
and young
people, that I was kind of thinking, and then given that the title is They F You Up, that it's a focus on sort of a parenting and mindfulness.
It's not really.
It's in all of us.
But,
right.
But we will talk about parenting, and we do talk, particularly when we talk about things like anxiety, because, like, our young people are riddled with it, and resilience is key to kind of, I think, challenging that. So we talk about stuff that affects families and family dynamics and interpersonal stuff, but we also talk about, there's good content about what you can do about stuff. But
it's also entertaining.
But we are both a little bit irreverent, as you are aware.
How do you know each other? How did this...
7 years have been dating now.
Wow.
Talk about the hard launch on today's
show. Why the first episode is about affairs, I guess.
I've known Kira for about 2 years now.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And you would have been on her show.
We often say that we're like the male and female equivalent of each other, because we never shut up, either of us, and we both are a little bit blunt sometimes, and we like talking about, I think, the most interesting things on the planet are the contents of other people's heads.
Absolutely.
I genuinely believe that. I think what other people do fascinates me, and the weird stuff that people do. But why do they do it? What motivates people, and what you can do about, you know, we all have baggage, we all have hang-ups, we all have messiness inside ourselves. And I kind of like getting stuck into it and playing with it a little bit, and what you can do with stuff like that.
Yeah, we do this thing once every fortnight, every 3 weeks, to tell me I'm wrong.
Oh, I love that. I actually love Tell Me I'm Wrong. But when the show, by the way, Ray.
Hey! but when that's the bit, like, you really get stuck into the hang-ups that people have, the things that people, and even reading people's, because we get so many emails from people, jp@todayfm.com, by the way, is the email address. But when we're reading the emails, you read them only from your point of view, only with your own baggage, and not realise that
they
have theirs.
We all bring our own baggage, and that's why, we are triggered, to use that terrible word, but certain things trigger all of us. We get defensive about things. Somebody's talking about something that's nothing to do with us, but we act a bit funny about it because we do think it's to do with us. And so we're going to be kind of sifting through the entrails of people's brains in the murky inner life of other people.
So what's your story? So what happened? They sacked you from News Talk, was it?
I sacked from News Talk. That's actually breaking news, because actually I was on air this morning and they expect me back tomorrow.
Wow.
No, I just resigned from News Talk. This is my resignation. No.
You're doing both. You're doing the podcast and News Talk.
Podcast and News Talk. This is news to News Talk, though, by the way.
Oh, really? That you're doing a podcast? So what's the plan then? Are you going to do one every week, or is it going to be a set series, or what's the story?
The first one drops next Wednesday, the 6th of November.
Drops? Oh, babes. No.
Yeah. Terrible.
No, we can't get away with drops.
What
really?
Do I say?
Isn't that the official
thing? No, north of 40, we can't do drops
anymore.
What do
I say?
I know, but Kira's only in her early 30s.
My early 30s.
Look at them there. Look at them. They're saying all the right things.
I love this studio. I just love the charm.
That's because JP's in it.
I know. So it lands. Can I say that? No, that's crap.
Lands.
As well.
It's released. It's out.
It's
out.
Coming out.
It's out.
The new single is coming out next, and when? Tomorrow, this day week.
They F you up.
They F you up.
And in the, you don't say F, you put, you spell the whole thing in. Or just search for your name.
The whole thing. Yeah, we do the whole thing. The whole name is there.
Yeah, that irreverent.
It rhymes with luck, so we're doing that, and we're the first season is 12.
12
I think.
Okay.
And then we see what happens with it. You know,
are they long? Are they these 3 hours?
Half an hour.
Maybe 30 minutes.
You know, for the first 5 or 6, there's, you know, we're going to ask for the second 5. Maybe people are going to give us ideas.
Yeah.
So we're going to interact with the.
We want to talk about real life problems and real life issues and all of that. Yeah. But that's the plan.
We want a podcast that actually helps people while you have a bit of fun too. You know, you go for a walk there, right, and you half an hour walk, whatever. You want to learn something on that.
Yeah. If it's too long, if it's longer than half an hour, I'm not saying what it is.
No, it's not.
So you want a half an hour, but there's nice little, really nice little pieces in there.
But it actually is fun because I can't really stay serious and on topic for very long because I also have the ADHD, so I have to bounce around with everything.
Are you ADHD?
Yeah, can you not tell?
Right, are you on drugs for it?
I'm not on drugs.
Medication?
No.
How are you managing it?
I just am used to it.
Very successfully.
No, but I have hyper-focus in the moment about certain things, and then other things just go to chaos, and that's just how I and I accept that in myself.
We meet before we do the podcast for an hour to talk through the conversation.
Hang on, is this just free therapy for your one? Is that what it is? She's too tight.
Research my next
book.
You're both getting something out of it.
He's doing a project on me.
this is the new doctorate.
What I realise, I need a team from Austria or, you know, Vienna or something.
He's like, did you say that? I've never answered the phone, I never send in the emails, I never pass on the information I'm the producer. I never do anything.
But when we meet for an hour to talk before the podcast, to talk about the contents, and we literally talk about everything else besides.
Yeah, I know we do that too.
What you actually do? Yeah.
Brandon Rawls trying to pull it back a little bit. Let's go have a look here.
Just a little bit of focus,
and then we go off on this.
But once we're in the zone in the room when we're recording,
it's what Trump calls the weave.
Right, okay.
I know, once we get in and we sit down, it's right on.
Then I focus.
Absolutely.
It's called They F You Up, and you're going to be able to get it from next week, next year.
Wherever you get your podcast, it's on Spotify, it's on Apple, Amazon, all that.
What day did you say it was?
6th of November, next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, you can tell. They F You Up. Kerry Kelly, Richard Hogan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, guys.
Lovely to see you. Your first first email in is going to be, a man in my middle-aged man with ADHD. And I keep getting clicks in my ears, guys. Can you do an episode about that? That'd be great.
We're all over it.
It looks like we're doing Movember. If you want to join in, we'd love to have you.
You know what? I'm excited about this.
Yes,
I'm actually kind of looking forward to growing a moustache.
If we're doing this shave tomorrow and I'm going to be with my kids going around trick-or-treating tomorrow evening at 5:30, there's going to be a lot of frights on the doorstep with my pig face. Look like an elephant's arse. Walk going door to door. Grow a mustache, move, go for a run or a walk and step up for men's health. Host an event for you and your mates and raise funds or mow your own way. Come up with your own unique take on Movember. Most importantly, have a bit of fun with it while doing a good deed. Together we'll raise awareness and much needed funds for men's health in Ireland. Sign up now, Movember.com.
Ray Foley on Today FM.